Wagner, as you say, is undergoing a lot of changes right now because of the death of his leader, Evgeny Prigozhin. But we can say Russia as a whole still has major influence in Africa. And so we, as experts, were all looking at the signs that following Prigozhin's death, Russia might lose some influence, especially at the time where it's fully involved and fully absorbed by the Ukrainian front. But we can see that so far the main governments that had ties with Prigozhin and Wagner are still willing to cooperate with Russia. If you look at Central African Republic, for instance, or Mali, or even like more recent juntas like in Niger or Burkina Faso, which have emerged in recent months, so that don't have this long-standing cooperation with Russia, we can see that Russia's appeal is still there.
When you talk about those coups, those recent coups in the Sahel, Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, how much of an influence was Russia with the way things unfolded there? You know, some of these were just a small group of soldiers. Were they engaged in actually, you know, helping with those kinds of operations?
So it's a fair question. Dust is still settling for some of these events. But what we can say is that probably Russia was not the one that instigated this coup. But certainly, as it has done in other countries, it takes advantage of the precarious situation. And Russia has really been very strong in seizing the low-hanging fruits in Africa, where there is instability and there is a way to enter in the country and gain influence at a very cheap cost. This is something Prigozhin was very good at. That was the case in Central African Republic, notably in Mali too. And so what we have seen in Burkina Faso or Niger, for instance, is that Russia has seized the opportunity, given access to its propaganda, very well-rounded machinery. I mean, supporting, propping up the juntas. So, yes, it's probably not at the instigation of these events, but certainly supported them.
You mentioned, too, in your piece how the hesitancy of many African states to openly condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine is rooted in this deep-seated ties with the Soviet era of Moscow when it was a big world power. Is it even more pronounced now, would you say, since these coups have happened, that they're kind of unapologetic?
Right. So I think the Soviet era plays a role because it allows Russia to say that they were on the side of the movement against colonization. And so they harness this fact that their support is rooted in history to support the independence and sovereignty of the African states. But it is also fair to say that it's not only a historical heritage, it's also very present now with the Russian narrative on the global international order that is at the benefit of the West, and the rules have been written and dictated by the West, certainly resounds in many parts of Africa still. So certainly the Kremlin is also trying to harness this sentiment in Africa, and to harness the legacy, the bad legacy of colonization in parts of Africa. And that certainly plays a role in Russian influence today.